Hello, I'm David Fowler. I'm a self-employed businessman running my own landscape gardening company, and I really think I could make a difference to the island. You know, with the dangers of COVID, we need to protect ourselves, and we need to stimulate the economy, grow it, because it's suffered so much lately. We need to talk with businesses globally and get them here and get investing and get the economy moving, you know. And I think I'm a really good candidate to do that, you know.
Well, David, it is the third time you stood for election to the House of Keys. The first two were in the constituency of Douglas South.
Yes.
Now you're standing in the constituency of Middle. One has to ask the question then, why the move? Why are you standing in Middle this time?
Well, I think, in hindsight, I think Douglas South is possibly a bit too liberal for me. And I think maybe Middle is sort of more my sort of politics, more sort of on the sort of conservative side of things, you know.
So you think you've got a better chance of getting in Middle?
Yes. I mean, I'd really decided that back in 2016 after the election, but I just went for the by-election just to see, you know. Yeah.
So you describe yourself as more conservative then?
Yes.
What does that mean in practice?
It means looking after the economy better, not starving the vulnerable of money, but maybe having more money for them. If you make savings and efficiencies, there's more money to go around for everyone, and everyone and the whole island benefits, you know.
Savings and efficiencies are buzzwords in election time. And I wonder, from a real life practical point of view, how do you make those savings? How do you make efficiencies? Where exactly are you targeting?
Well, our government are extremely slow to enact on any of these. They seem very quick and willing to spend money, but not willing to save it. I mean, back in 2010, I think it was Phil Gawne mentioned this, about corporatising the airport, which would save over £2 million a year. So if that had been done, we'd be £20 million up already, you know, and other things maybe. I mean,
the airport is an interesting one, if we just bring you back there, because this is something that you were mentioning quite a lot in your 2016 campaign. And it was suggested at the time, and I'm going to suggest again, that there may be other negative effects from that, you know, the increase in car parking, for example, and the lack of control. And control is something, as we've seen with the steam packet in recent years, that actually is quite important to the people of the Isle of Man.
I don't think we'd lose control, because we would still be the boss. We would still be the boss. A company would be contracted to work on our behalf. It wouldn't be a privatisation. You know, the government, the country would still be the boss, and they'd be sort of cracking the whip, so to speak, you know.
It's an interesting idea, but as always in this case, you are standing as an independent candidate. This is one of your views. Clearly, you feel very strongly about it. You would be, if elected, one of 24 people. How are you going to bring people along with you with that idea, because you really need to know the ins and outs of it?
Oh, I mean I've spoken to some of the MHKs already. I mean and they seem to like some of my ideas. They you know, I've made friends with a few of the MHKs already, because there's a lady lives down the road from me, one of the MHKs, and she thinks I've got some good ideas, you know. So I think I could get people on board in Tynwald quite well, you know.
As we're speaking today, the Chief Minister has been in the news saying that keeping 010 is going to be the biggest challenge for the next administration. Again, something that you have firm views on.
Yes, I mean, I would want to keep the 010. You know, I don't see adding corporation tax on is beneficial to the country. I mean, all the information I've seen from media and things, countries that have corporation tax, for every penny or percentage you cut off corporation tax, you know, if you cut 1% off corporation tax, or 1p, you get double back in income tax. So if the companies here are given corporation tax, they'll just cut costs somewhere and cut staff, and there'll be less income tax and national insurance coming through, you know.
So how would you make sure then that we do maintain that regime?
I'll just fight for it, you know. I mean, I'll be a loud voice in Tynwald, because I think, you know, we don't want to be like the UK. We don't want to have high levels of draconian tax. I mean, the companies that come here for the low tax opportunities. If we put up our taxes, then they'll probably leave, and we'll be, you know, we'll be bankrupt or something. You know, we need as much joyousness, you know, as much companies here, you know, lots of companies we need.
And something else you want to do is to encourage more high net worth individuals to live over here,
definitely,
as well. So what do we need to improve the draw then, to make sure that they see the Isle of Man as a place that they want to be in?
Well, the Isle of Man is a lovely place, but I think our current government is trying to make it look like it's no longer a tax-friendly place.
How, though? How do you think that's happening?
When Eddie Teer was chief minister, which wasn't very long ago...
It was Treasury Minister.
Treasury, yes, Treasury. The tax cap was, as far as I know, was only 100,000. And it's now... It's either now or it's heading to 220,000.
But perhaps this is where your more conservative ideas come in, because there will be people who say, if you can afford to pay more tax, then surely you should be, because there are people living here in the Isle of Man and probably still in the constituency of Middle as well, who will be really struggling.
Correct. I can see that. It's a difficult one, but it's better to get wealthy individuals here than put the tax up so high that they don't want to come. I mean, I'd like to see more billionaires come here, even, you know, on the premise that they bring a business with them or set a business up here and employ maybe a minimum of 50 people. I mean, you could do that.
I suppose not every billionaire who comes over here, though, will necessarily even have a business.
No, but that... If I was wanting to encourage them, that would be a stipulation, because I would say to them, I mean, the 100,000 or 200,000 isn't a lot to a person like that, is it, in the grand scheme of things? But if you said it was half price for them or even zero rated, they would flock here. You know, they would absolutely flock here.
So then what would be the benefit to the Isle of Man?
Them bringing existing businesses, setting up new businesses, and all their employees getting paid lots of money and paying national insurance and income tax and spending all that money in the economy. It would benefit everyone, you know.
When it comes to the issue of welfare, something you want is a fair method of means testing benefits to ensure that the most vulnerable in society are protected. Again,
yes.
I want to ask you what that means to you. What does that mean in practice?
I think... fair and efficient way of doing it would just be information sharing between departments, you know, because Treasury know what everyone's earning, what they've got and everything. So the easiest way would just be information sharing, wouldn't it, between the departments, which I don't believe they do at the moment.
And that would solve the issue of the most vulnerable in society being overlooked, you think?
Yeah, I think maybe there's some people in society taking money they don't need, and maybe there's some poorer people that need extra help, and I've got nothing against that. You know, I think really, really badly off people should maybe get more money, more help. Yeah.
Rates reform, again, this is something that you mentioned in 2016, and it's again an issue which is going to be raised in your manifesto this time. And you say you don't agree with some of the MHK's views of having a banding system where people with medium and larger houses could end up paying a lot more council rates.
That's right.
There will be people who live in those medium and larger houses, though, that could afford to do that. And it sort of brings it back to the notion that perhaps you don't want wealthy people to be targeted at all.
No, we want wealthy people here, and wealthy people make the economy thrive and grow. But if you put taxes up to high levels, you frighten people off from coming here in the first place. You know, the way to grow an economy is to have wealthy people here, not frighten them all off and have lots of poor people.
The issue is, though, with everything that a place like the Isle of Man has and needs to support, money is vital. And I know you keep talking about growing the economy.
Yes.
To the average person on the doorstep, I wonder whether that sometimes just goes over their heads, because it's, again, a phrase that's bandied around so much. But if you were elected to the constituency of Middle in September, what are your great ideas this time for growing the economy?
Well, similar sort of things, really. I mean, I don't know if many people know this, but back in 2010, Centre Parks came here talking with the government and...
Do you know that for a fact, did they?
Yes. And I don't know the ins and outs of it because the government are quite coy on things, but as far as I can tell, they were turned away, possibly because of they thought they're not Manx, they're not local, we don't want them. But, you know, the economy's struggling now, isn't it? We need inward investment.
And something else, you suggest in 2016 was this notion of a theme park and a sea life centre. And again, I think that's something that you're still quite keen on.
Yeah, on investigating. I mean, I think realistically, a sea life centre might be more realistic, but maybe in the longer term, some kind of theme park. I mean, Merlin Entertainments do these sort of things. If you could get them over doing a sea life centre, you might sort of, if that gets off well, they might want to expand and do a sort of theme park or something, you know.
I mean, it's been 5 years since you first mooted this idea. Have you done any actual investigation yourself this time, maybe seeing who you could contact, whether, you know, if you were elected, you could bring this as a priority?
No, but I mean, I had some thoughts. I mean, there was some talk some time ago about redeveloping the sea terminal. I mean, you could get Merlin Entertainment here or something, and they could share the cost and put their sea life centre on above it or something, you know, and cut the cost to the taxpayer of redeveloping the sea terminal or something. You know, there's lots of things we could do.
It's interesting thinking about this notion of a theme park, because something that you're not keen on seeing is more building on greenfield sites. Presumably, yeah. You couldn't really have a theme park of any size which wouldn't do that.
No, I mean, obviously, you'd have to put it on a field that isn't an ancient meadow or anything, and you wouldn't want to destroy woodland. I mean, I would want to see any company that did anything like that plant multiple acres of trees in the surrounding area to compensate for the... It's like there's too much house building going on at the moment. I mean, they say we've got thousands of empty houses, and yet they're building, and it's not good for the planet at all. You know,
who says we've got thousands of empty houses?
Well, Bill Shimmons, actually, if I'm allowed to mention any names, he was talking about this a year or two back, saying that there's thousands of empty houses here, and yet we're still building all the time. You know,
let's just briefly touch on some of the other main issues when it comes to election time. Healthcare. What are your thoughts about what needs to happen for the future of healthcare in the Isle of Man?
Well, there again, there's it's not run like a business, is it? It's run with two. You know, they throw money at things. You know,
but things need paying for.
They do, but it seems like there's some awfully high costs here.
Is that not just because we're on an island, and that's just the very nature of being here?
I don't know. I mean, there's consultants and doctors and things on up to 75% of the salary they'd get in London. Do they need that bigger incentive when they're paying half the tax here already, you know?
I suppose they're attracting people over here. You really have to have the wages to do that, which kind of goes back to your earlier point.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of inefficiencies in there, and I don't think they've even scraped the tip of the iceberg. But
another issue which has been raised in recent times is the falling birth rate over here, the notion of students leaving the Isle of Man and not coming back.
Yeah.
What would you do What would be your suggestions to address those sort of issues?
Well, I think we need some kind of rebate system, you know, for the grants they get and things, to sort of write some or all of their grant off for coming back here to fill key skill shortages, you know.
And how then, I suppose, would you pay for that? Do you know, well, I guess this isn't an issue that you've looked into in any depth, so you wouldn't know the figures, yeah. But sometimes I think, is it not more about other things, not just money? It's not all about finance, it's about what's available here in the Isle of Man to encourage young people back here.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you had some more things here, like the Sea Life Centre and other things like that, and it'd be more attractive to younger people to be here. But I think the thing with the falling birth rate is whether it happens in the UK and things, I don't know, but a lot of it is down to house prices. And I don't know, there's a lot we can do about that, because we've had ridiculously low interest rates for years and years and years, and house prices are never going to be affordable with low interest rates, are they? You know, that's the problem. Maybe eventually interest rates will go up and houses will become more affordable.
So over the next few months then, you are going to be meeting the constituents of Middle as much as you possibly
yes.
can. What are you saying to them about why they should invest a vote in you this time?
Because I think I'm the best person to steer the island and the people and the economy and the environment in the right direction, you know.
What makes you the best person?
I'm a very logical person. I look at problems and I work out solutions.
How realistic are you about what's actually involved in being an MHK?
I think I'm quite realistic over it. You know, you can't just write down a Christmas wish list and get it all done. It'll take years to get your ideas through, and some of them will get through and some of them won't. You've got to get people on your side, and you know, but hopefully if I get elected, I can be of some help. You know, I'd certainly like to be.
And have you been closely following Keys sittings, Tynwald sittings over the past few years?
Yeah, well, I've for years and years I listened to the Keys and the Tynwald, you know, the meetings they have, you know, listening to them, seeing what they say and finding out all the issues and things and how the individual members think and things, and working out who I think is a good person and who's not, you know.
So then David Fowler, standing this time in the constituency of Middle, if you had to reach out to those people now and tell them why you are the person for the job, what would you say to them?
I'd say, I've got your best interest at heart. I don't want your rates bills going up. I want you all to have good jobs. I want you to have low taxes. I want the environment to be an important part of our lives. I don't want the Middle being turned into a giant housing estate. You know, I want things to be good and nice and right for everyone.
Well, David Fowler, thank you very much for joining us.
That's all right.